الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتقوا المحارم تكن أعبد الناس، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most honorable, respected brothers and elders in Islam, one of the most fundamental and commonly mentioned aspects in the Quran Sharif, perhaps in every second page of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this aspect, and this is the aspect of taqwa. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, adopt taqwa. Bring taqwa in your life. Throughout the Quran Sharif, every second page of the Quran Sharif, you will find some aspect or the other of taqwa. The whole month of Ramadan, the spirit of the month of Ramadan, the purpose of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that it is for the same development of this one quality of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That is fasting. We went through this entire rigorous exercise of fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for us to be hungry and thirsty. But the purpose of this entire exercise was so that the ability, the spiritual strength of restraint can be created within us, and a level of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is developed within our heart, and we can adopt taqwa in its true sense. If a person had to ask for one ingredient for salvation, then perhaps the answer to that one ingredient would be adopt taqwa. If a person wants to become the friend of Allah, then he can only become the friend of Allah if he has taqwa in his life. He can only become the friend of Allah if he has taqwa in his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not befriend a person if he does not have taqwa in his life. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Explicitly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that his friends are only those who have taqwa. There is no other friend of Allah. Mufti Shafi Saab rahmatullahi alayhi explains that a person who does not have taqwa and he thinks he's a waliullah, then he is a bogus, he is a fake. That person who claims, if he claims that he is a waliullah, but he doesn't have taqwa, then he is a bogus, he is a fake. And a person who believes that he is a waliullah, but he doesn't have taqwa in his life, then he is in deception. So the road to salvation is only one, to bring taqwa in a person's life. The road to becoming the friend of Allah is only one. Bring taqwa in a person's life. Every person wants to become honorable in the sight of Allah and in the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here also the road is only one. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most honorable in the sight of Allah is that person who has the most amount of taqwa. The person who develops this taqwa to the highest level, then he will become most honorable, he will become most close to Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu when he was departing, and he was sending him off to a far land, he said, "Oh Mu'adh, don't worry. Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon man kanu wa haythu kanu." Don't worry, you don't have to be close to me. But preserve this aspect of taqwa in your life. Uphold this aspect of taqwa in your life, and you will be closest to me. Whoever they are, wherever they are, if they have taqwa in their life, they will be close to me. Closest of people to me are those with taqwa. So what is this taqwa all about? Taqwa literally means to fear something, to be scared of something. The literal meaning of taqwa. اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fear the fire even though if it be giving a small piece of kajur in the path of Allah. Even to this extent, do this much also to protect yourself from the fire of Jahannam. It means to be scared of something, to protect yourself from something. When we say adopt taqwa in our life, then it means that develop a consciousness of Allah. For a person to be conscious about Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me at every given moment in time. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَىٰ. Does a person not know that Allah is watching him at every given moment in time? To develop this consciousness in a person's heart. To refrain from all those things which will become an impediment in the relationship that a person has with Allah. Every mu'min has a relationship with Allah. The fact that he has accepted Allah as his deity and his Rabb has developed that one level of relationship with Allah. But now to build on that relationship and to preserve that relationship, this is what taqwa is all about. So taqwa means to refrain from all those things which will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is taqwa. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, on one occasion he went to the outskirts. He was on a journey somewhere and he came across one shepherd and he wanted to test the shepherd. So he asked the shepherd for some milk. He told him that I can't give you any milk. This flock doesn't belong to me. So he wanted to test him. So he said, your master is not here, and it's a normal thing that sometimes a wolf will come and devour one goat. The goat will die. The master is not going to know. He's not here. So sell us one of the goat and you take the money. So immediately that shepherd responded, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Then where is Allah in this equation? I will benefit, you will benefit, your problem will get solved and I'm happy, but Allah is not happy in this equation. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was extremely happy that in the far land, somewhere in the desert, there is a shepherd and he has taqwa in his life. So he was extremely happy and he found out who is the master of this shepherd. And then he went and he purchased that shepherd from the master and he purchased the whole flock of animals and he gave that flock of animals to that shepherd as a gift. And he freed him. He bought him, he freed him, he bought the flock of animals and he gifted the flock of animals to this person as a gift also. This is taqwa. When a person brings taqwa in his life, then his life becomes a pleasure for him. Life becomes worth living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with a good life in this world. His heart will be at ease. He will live a good life. He might go through difficulties, he might go through some tests and tribulations, But Allah's help will be, Allah Ta'ala's special help will be with this person. And Allah will remove him out of his difficulty very easily. And on the other hand, a person who is in the disobedience of Allah, he might look outwardly like he's enjoying life, but the reality is that his heart is always in turmoil. He can never be in happiness. He's only appeasing himself and bluffing himself from one entertainment to the next entertainment. But it is only in the obedience of Allah that Allah has kept happiness and true quality of life. Because Allah is our creator, and Allah explicitly says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْتَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. That person who will believe in Allah and he will live a righteous life, he will do what Allah wants from him, and he will refrain from what Allah doesn't want him to do, then Allah says, we will definitely grant him a good life in this world. It doesn't mean that a person that won't go through any difficulty, but it means that Allah will remove him out of misery. And he won't be in turmoil, he will be at ease, he will be happy with the decree of Allah. In Surah At-Talaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions five of the benefits, five of the effects of taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The person who will adopt taqwa, out of every problem, of any difficulty, any problem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove him out of that problem with ease. Allah will make a means out for him. But he must adopt taqwa. He must not resort to anything which will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It might be a small test, but he needs to remain firm and do what Allah wants from him. Then Allah will open the road. Allah will open the road. Under this ayat, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi ma'riful Quran, that the reason, one of the incidents behind the revelation of this verse was Auf bin Malik radiallahu anhu. His son Salim radiallahu anhu got captured by the mushrikeen, and the mother was very perturbed about her son. Son got captured. So eventually they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he explained the situation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mother is very worried. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, adopt taqwa, adopt taqwa. And Nabi sallallahu gave him something to read. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nabi sallallahu told him to read this here abundantly. So they held on to the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they started reciting this abundantly. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors from the unseen. And it so happened that the kuffar became negligent in something, and Auf bin Salim radiallahu anhu somehow got out of his shackles, and he even got hold of some camels of theirs also. And it is said he rode on camel, and he came with a lot of camels as booty, and he came back to join his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors. Allah ta'ala opened a way for this person. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will open the way. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, he was sitting on one occasion, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting this verse abundantly. Again and again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting this verse. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That person who will adopt taqwa, he will be mindful of the commandments of Allah, then Allah will take him out of any difficulty, will grant him a solution to his problem. And Allah will grant him sustenance from sources that he can't even imagine. He won't know how he got out of that financial difficulty. Allah will make the means. Allah's command is just obey me. Look after my commandments. Make your effort in this world. Allah will put barakat in that effort. And sustenance will come from sources that a person won't be able to even imagine. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reciting this verse abundantly. So much so that the Sahabi says that I began to feel sleepy. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if every person holds on to this one ayat, then it will be sufficient for them. If they just hold on to this one ayat, it will be sufficient for them. Hold on to taqwa. Our entire life will become a life of ease. It will become a life worth living. First effect was that Allah will remove a person's difficulty, will take him out of his problem, will grant a solution. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Second benefit of taqwa is that Allah will provide from sources that a person won't be able to even imagine. When a person will refrain from haram and he will do that which is halal, then Allah will grant him what he wanted in a halal manner. He refrained from the halal to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He passed the test. Allah will grant him what he wanted through a halal manner, with respect. Otherwise he will end up in disgrace. It is mentioned about one student who was studying in Delhi. And he was studying in the masjid. In those days they used to study in the masjids. So at that time, one young girl, she decided to go and visit some relatives of hers, so she came out of her house, and en route some riots broke out, and she took refuge in the masjid where the student was. So the student got worried, and he told her, go away from here, you can't stay here. It's going to be a disgrace for me. People will come, and what they will think? This can affect my studies. People will throw me out of here. She said, if I'm going to go out, there's riots there, there's a fear of my honor. So he couldn't say anything. So he indicated to her, go in the corner of the masjid and go sit there. And he went to the other far corner of the masjid and he engaged in his studies. And he continued studying the entire night. And throughout the night he was putting his finger in the flame of the lamp that was burning next to him. He put his finger in the flame of the lamp. When it would become too hot and unbearable, he would take it out. And throughout the night he was doing this. And this girl was sitting in the corner and observing the whole scene. Eventually by the morning, the riots simmered down, it settled. And he told her, everything is calm now, please go home. So, before she went out, she said, I'm not going until you tell me what you were doing the whole night. Why were you putting your finger in the fire? So he said, none of your business. Mind your own business. Go home. But she insisted. And she was stubborn. She said, I'm not moving away from here until you tell me what was this all about. So eventually, he gave her the story. And he said that, Shaitan was inciting me to come in. Commit some sin with you. So I kept putting my finger in the flame of the fire and addressing myself that when you cannot tolerate the small fire of this world, how will you tolerate the huge fire of Jahannam? And in this way he kept addressing himself and he kept himself in check. This is taqwa. This is true taqwa. Where a person refrains from something which his heart is desiring, his nafs, his self is provoking him towards something, he's desiring something, and he's holding back that desire for the sake of Allah. This is taqwa. This is the test, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. And it's a small test and Allah will open the way for us. So eventually the girl hears this and she goes away home. And at that same time, her father was a wealthy person. And her proposal was done to another person. When she went home, she refused the proposal. People tried to reason with her. This is a good person. You're just rejecting the proposal like that. And she insisted, I will get married to that student and only that student. The people started doubting also. And they came to the student to question him, interrogate him. You've got some relationship with this girl. And he had to also give the story. And eventually, she got married to that student. That student got married to her. And in the end, he became the owner of that big house also. So in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes shows that when we will adopt taqwa and we will refrain from what is haram, we will refrain from something in a haram way, Allah will grant it to us in a halal way. Allah will give it to us with respect. Like in the incident of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, that shepherd, he refrained from the haram. Allah gave him his freedom and Allah gave him the entire flock also. So the second benefit of adopting taqwa in this world, Allah is saying, he will open a solution to every difficulty and sustenance from sources which a person cannot even fathom, he cannot even imagine. It is mentioned about one painter in some place that he used to do. He was a master painter, artist in those days. And people would come by him for different types of paintings, and sometimes it would be animate paintings of animate objects, and he would have to do this painting. So he was advised by one pious person that what you're doing is haram, the money you're earning is haram if that is the job that you are doing. So he said, if I don't do this, I'm not going to be able to earn, it's going to become difficult for me. So he said, this is the command of Allah. You persevere, Allah will open the way. So he persevered and he went through some difficulty in his life also. And some time afterwards, that pious person came to that area and he saw, he was walking in the masjid, either it was in Turkey or Medina, he was walking in the masjid and he sees one person is on the ladder and he's painting the dome of the, he's writing something on the dome of the masjid. So he comes there, and this person jumps down from the ladder, he comes down quickly to meet him. So he asks him, your name? He said, you don't recognize me? I am that same artist that you gave this advice. And he related the story, that I went through some difficulty in my life, and eventually these people of the masjid contacted me, and now this is my job, that I do writing on the dome of the masajid. And he was getting paid very well also. So it is very true that when a person will refrain from haram for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will be a little time of difficulty and test. But afterwards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way, he'll grant a solution. So this is the second effect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant sustenance from sources that a person won't be able to imagine also. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Further on in this surah, the third effect is mentioned. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who will adopt taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy for him. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. The fourth, that thing that is mentioned, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. The fourth and fifth. Allah will forgive his sins also, and Allah will grant him rewards in multiple fold. What he will do, his rewards will be multiplied compared to another person who does the same action, because he is doing it and he has the quality of taqwa within his life. Another aspect is mentioned in another verse of the Quran Sharif, that the person who will adopt taqwa and bring taqwa in his life, Allah will grant him furqan. إِن تَتَّقُ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. That person will adopt taqwa, then Allah will grant him furqan. Furqan literally means that thing which separates between two things. That's why the day of Badr is known as Yawmul Furqan. It was the day of separation between Haqq and Batil. Haqq was separated from Batil. This was a very decisive battle in the annals of history. And the Quran Sharif is also known as Furqan, because it separates between Haqq, between truth and falsehood. So Mufassirin explain that what does it mean, Allah will grant him Furqan? It means that Allah's help and Allah's protection will be with this person. One meaning. Allah's help and Allah's protection will be with this person who has taqwa. And when Allah's help is with a person, then who can harm this person? The second meaning Mufassirin explain is that he will be granted basirat and understanding of what is right and what is wrong. He will not get trapped into fitnas and confusion. Allah Ta'ala will guide his heart, Allah will open his heart, Allah will open his insight, so that he will be able to see and differentiate between haqq and batil. He'll be able to see what is right and what is wrong. A person who adopts taqwa. So how does a person attain taqwa? A person will attain taqwa by associating with the people of taqwa. When a person will associate with the people of taqwa, then the taqwa will come unto him. The effects will come unto him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us with taqwa. And together with that, Allah gives us the prescription of how to attain it. If this is such a fundamental and important aspect that every mu'min is required to have in his life, then definitely Allah will grant the prescription of how to attain it. So Allah says in the Quran Sharif, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Adopt taqwa in your life, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And the way that you will bring taqwa alive in your life, the way that you will attain the salvation, is when you will join the ranks of the pious. Those people who have taqwa in their lives. This is the manner of Allah. The sunnatullah, the manner of Allah, is that there will always be a group of people who are pious and righteous. And by us joining ourselves with the group of pious and righteous, then we will attain that hidayat, we will attain that taqwa. And this message is given right from the beginning of the Quran Sharif. Every day we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ وَالْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Allah, guide us to the straight path. How do we attain the straight path? So Allah says, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The straight path is the path of those people who are on the straight path, who are rightly guided. If Allah want, Allah could have just sent a manual, a Quran Sharif. Go and study the Quran Sharif, study the manual, and then you decide and decipher for yourself how to attain your salvation. But that wasn't the manner of Allah. Allah sent down Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent down Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. And from the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, there will always be a group of pious people. And that person who will associate and attach himself with the pious people, then he will attain this hidayat. He will attain salvation. And he will attain taqwa in his life. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding and grant us taqwa. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.